It was crazy. The wind was, as we all know, pretty horrendous. I thought we played really well for that, to get us through that early spell. And then we played really well up the last second part of half time up to half time. I thought we'd done really well. And the second half, well, it was a very open game. And, you know, just sitting back for 5 minutes and having a chat with the senior players and the staff. You'd probably say if it was a different day, we would have probably changed our team when we got 3-1 up and put Bonzingala on there to be the extra centre-back. And probably with the wind, use Sam Muggleton, and you could call it park the bus, which is what we're so good at. But today we kept two up front, we kept one in behind the front two, and we played a very open game, trying to win it and score more goals. So I suppose that's a good lesson for all of us and reinforces the messages and the values and principles we put in place. You know, you get ahead, you've got to win the game, and you've got to do what you can to win the game. Might not always look the best, but it sort of reinforces what we've done over the last couple of years here. You know, when you're winning 3-1, you've got to change it and block it out, block them out. But we could have scored, they could have scored, we could have scored, they could have scored. It was like a kids' football game on a Sunday morning. A bit weird being at Barnet for the last home game of the season with nothing riding on it. So that was a bit strange for me today. But overall, I think the players done well. A few individual errors have cost us dearly. And I think it's the first goal that we've conceded for a corner from God knows how long. So I suppose today was probably the day to do it, rather than when it really is going to matter.
That result brought an end to your recent run of good form. In that recent run of good form, your defence had been quite solid, but conceding four goals today, what went wrong?
We played with a much more attacking team. It was much more open, much more expansive, much more open type of style of football. You know, and as we saw with the Hartlepool game, you know, you're open to conceding goals. And there certainly was a couple of individual errors. You know, to concede that goal from the corner is not like us at all. But today we were playing with two up when we were defending corners, so we don't normally do that. So I suppose all these things are good for us to remember what's got us into this position, what's got us on this run, being hard to beat, being difficult to break down. If we've got to defend our goal for 25 minutes from 3-1 up, with another centre-back on and just play with one up front, then so be it. That's what's got us the points that we've got since that shocking performance against Newport County in the FA Cup. And I suppose it just reinforces the messages and what we've done over the previous 18 months to get to Newport and bring it forward to where we are today.
You went agonisingly close to taking the lead right at the end of the game to go 4-3 up, and then from the resulting corner you conceded again. Do you feel slightly hard done by the result today?
Nah, not really. Nah. We could have scored. We had a penalty decision which went against us, I think, near the end when it was 3-3. Then we hit the crossbar when it was 3-3. Then we had another when John had one disallowed, didn't he, when it was 3-3. And then they came down here and they had one cleared off the line. It was like a game of schoolboy football, wasn't it? You know, you try and score, we'll try and score. And I think most people would know that my teams don't normally play like that. We don't normally work like that. You know, when you get those 3-1 leads, we shut up shop. And perhaps on another day, Bonds would have came on and played next to Big Nels. And young Muggsy would have come on and we'd have got into the final third, broke up their momentum, had extra defenders to make sure they don't get crosses in and don't get shots at our goal. And of course, to help us defend set plays. And I suppose some people would be critical of that style of play. But then when you look at the points that we've got, I've got to say there's only one real disappointment today, and that is the fact that we didn't top 60 points, because that was what I was aiming for, that's what we were aiming for, and the focus for our players is to beat 60. So now the team that goes out and play next week is going to be a strong team, it's going to be a full-on team. If we'd have won today, I'd have probably given a few more debuts out next Saturday, but now my mindset is different now. We'll play a full team, and you know, I want to win down there at Crawley, and the young boys will have to wait.
That's the last home game of the season. Putting today's result to one side. You've been terrific at home this season. You've been really up there with the teams that have got chasing automatic promotion. But how important has the home form and making the Hive a fortress for teams visiting here, how important has that been in your attempts to achieve what you wanted to achieve this season?
Well, it's been great here. It's been great. It's a very, very difficult place to come and play for opposition. You know, as we're stood here right now doing this interview, it's a beautiful sunshine and you can feel the wind, and we're tucked away here under the stand. When you're out in the middle, I promise you, the wind is a significant part, as I've said all season. And it's very difficult to play against it. It's very difficult to play with it. And sometimes the quality can be a little bit lacking. But no, here in front of our own supporters, and I really thought it was a great support for us today. It's a shame we couldn't finish it off with a bit of style, which is what we wanted to do today. We didn't really want to play ugly and negative and defensive. We wanted to go out and put a really good performance on for the supporters. But 4-3, exciting. Shame it didn't go our way. And I suppose it was a little bit weird not having anything behind the goal. You know, looking at that now, it's a weird feeling, isn't it, playing with no stand. But that's the way things go.
You said next week at Crawley you're going to try and go over that magic 60 mark. Are you aware of the fact that if you do that, that'll be the highest points total Barnet have received in the Football League since the year 2000?
I am well aware of that, yes.